Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, America-loving patriots. Welcome, Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the free zones. We're in the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, yes.
With, oh my goodness, the twist and turn of events is staggering today.
Oh yeah, yeah. Here's something that'll get you fired up. We'll be talking about more here. Not besides the border situation, which is really boiling over. Mayorkas in the hot seat.
Yep.
On a couple of different fronts. But yeah, we yesterday afternoon, after they had reported this grand jury in New York was going to rest for a month, they do the curveball thing and announced that they are now have voted to indict President Trump. The first time ever a seated or former president has ever been indicted for a crime. But
right.
You know, this is about taking Trump out. He's the biggest threat to the deep state.
Yep. Well, and it's, you know, this is absolutely shocking because, first of all, we've already completely examined what they had and what they didn't have. And what they didn't have was any crime.
Right.
They didn't have a misdemeanor because it surpassed the statute of limitations. They had within 2 years to do something about that.
Right.
And it's been more than 5 years now. And so that's state law. So they can't be pressing a
right.
misdemeanor. And the felony is something that has to be done by the Department of Justice because
yeah, it's
a federal crime.
Yes.
And so the state can't do anything about that anyway. And so what they're saying is they have indicted the president.
Right.
But here's the catch. It says from the Epoch Times, the article says, while the indictment remains sealed, it is believed the case heavily relies on Cohen's testimony. The testimony that his own attorney discounted and said was a lie.
Yes.
And so, you know, first of all, the fact that this indictment is kept sealed. They're not letting anybody
yes.
see what the actual charges are.
Right. The headlines yesterday started reading, the grand jury votes to indict President Trump. Or like, indict him for what? What are the charges? What's the statute?
Right.
What's the code? You know, for violation of Title 18 dash something such and such. There, it's nowhere to be found.
Right.
All it is speculation saying that this case is most likely involving hush money, blah, 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 blah. Stuff that was already discredited. In
yep.
fact, this very same Soros-funded district attorney a couple of years ago, a while back, basically closed the whole thing out indefinitely. We're,
yep.
we're done with the investigation. There's nothing here. We're moving on. Well, apparently, he wasn't lockstep with the orders from above.
Right.
So that's exactly what this is. This is all about lawfare. This is
exactly. And covering for Biden in his darkest and most horrible hour
right.
of being caught basically with his pants down, with having received all these millions of dollars by selling influence through his office in
yes.
the United States to communist nations. Well, any other nation, in fact.
Well, you could tell, too, that the deep state's involved because they are working as equally hard to create charges against Trump as they are to look the other way.
Yes.
Yes. Legitimate charges
away from charges
against Biden.
Yep, that's
and,
right.
And the entire Biden crime family. I mean, they're expending equal amounts of energy in both directions.
Yep.
And talking about a miscarriage of justice, there's the epitome of it right there. This is corruption. This is such an appropriate term, a banana republic that they have turned this into.
Oh, yeah.
When you
corruption
look away,
at its finest.
When you look away from crime that is giving you black eyes, it's hitting you in the face so hard, versus trying to create something, generate something, stretch to make something illegal that's already been completely, thoroughly investigated, wiped out, discredited by his attorneys all the way around. So this is purely political shenanigans.
Well, and it's just crazy because they're, you know, then the grand jury goes on vacation for a solid month, the whole month of April. And so they're really hoping to get an awful lot of traction out of a nothing case.
Right.
And so even if this grand jury is all people from New York that are leftists that have hated Trump their whole lives, you know, and they just want to be able to indict him just because they can, not because there's anything legitimate, then, right, you know, the result is not going to end up with a crime. They can't produce a crime.
All we can say at this point is, as pathetic as this whole thing looks, we can say thank you to the deep state for the resulting poll numbers for Trump when this dust settles are going to be astronomical. I mean, they're already skyrocketing. Every time they go after Trump, his polls go up.
Yep, that's right.
And this is, you basically, and even people on the left have said, if they pursue this, they just basically guaranteed a Trump win in 2024.
That's right. And what is interesting is Alan Dershowitz, who he's an attorney for President Donald Trump, and he says that Trump can serve as president from prison. He can campaign from prison. He can even serve as president from prison.
Right, which is really a moot point because he's not going to prison.
Right. But the other point is that even if the deep state does their worst, he can still be president.
He's still unstoppable. Unstoppable.
That's right.
Well, all right. Well, there's a lot to be fired up about. The left is going absolutely insane. The transvestites are calling for arms to defend themselves against this genocide that's going on against
this
them, which
non-existent
that
genocide
doesn't even exist, right? But yeah, the world's losing its minds, and now's the time more than ever to cling to God's word.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Yeah,
we can't wait to get to that. Let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30, which read, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." And that's it. And what's very interesting about that is we were listening to a sermon just yesterday, in fact, that was talking about those verses. So the random turning of to these verses again today, mm-hmm, is very interesting because the point that was being made in this sermon is very important. What they're saying is that it's basically like a confirmation of rapture, where Lot is, you know, the judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah cannot happen and will not happen until Lot and his family are taken out.
Right, that's right.
And so that is, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, God's not going to let his bride get beat up,
right,
you know, before he comes and saves her. And that this particular instance about where Jesus says, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, that's what,
yes,
he's referring to is that, you know, how Abraham is talking to the Lord and he's saying, well, will you save it for 50 righteous people?
Right.
And God says yes. And then he whittles them all the way down through a lengthy process of questioning down to, Will you save it if there is even just 10 righteous left in Sodom and yes. Gomorrah? And the Lord said, yes. And Abraham had asked that knowing that Lot's family, including his daughters and their spouses and right. children, pretty much would amount to 10 people. And some of them were not found to be righteous.
That's right.
And so they had already been overtaken by the worldliness of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they stayed behind.
Yes.
But the fact that God said that, the angels told Lot that God cannot judge that place until he has left and until he has, has escaped from Sodom and Gomorrah. And so they view that as the same kind of thing that will happen during rapture.
Right.
That judgment, that the real judgment, the great tribulation.
His wrath.
Yes, is his wrath cannot come upon the righteous. And so the righteous are definitely going to be taken prior to any of his wrath being started.
Yeah, I think these are two very compelling scriptures, or the scripture where Christ was talking about, his second coming and the rapture is, I guess I should say, the scriptures that would strongly support a rapture taking place before the tribulation is Christ's own words, his description of, we can't, God's wrath can't come until you're out of here. You need to get in the ark, or you need to get out of Sodom.
That's right.
And then God's wrath came, not until his people were taken out.
That's right.
And that is, I know there are some in the Christian community that say, no, we're going to go through it because look at Noah and look at the Jews. They had to go through all of those judgments against Egypt. They had to go through bondage and slavery, and then they were taken out. So we have to go through the tribulation, and then we'll be taken out. But that's not what Christ said.
Right.
He didn't use the Noah and the exodus of Israel from Egypt as his example of the end times.
Right.
It was Lot and Noah, and in both cases, they were taken out before the wrath came,
yep.
before God had to drop the hammer. And of course, there's a lot of other examples. Matter of fact, if you're interested, you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and type in Rapture Ready. And you'll find a page there with a special presentation podcast that Lady Liberty and I did last summer. And how the Christ bride, Christ will be coming back for his bride. And it's a very strong and compelling case to support what we believe is a pre-tribulation rapture.
Yep.
Now, I used to personally believe in mid-trib. We would go through part of the tribulation before the abomination of desolation. We would be pulled out before it gets really, really bad. But it's already going to be really, really bad. The whole 7 years is the great tribulation.
That's right.
Now, it keeps getting worse, but all of it is God's wrath being poured out.
Right.
And these two examples of Lot and Noah are his people being pulled out before his wrath comes.
That's right.
And we are Christ's bride. He's coming for his bride. And there's plenty of support material that we've included in that Rapture Ready page for you guys to consider.
Yep.
So,
yeah. So I think that to me, it feels like we are just right on the very edge of rapture happening, because it, short of the nuclear thing starting,
right?
I would have to consider nuclear war to be part of God's wrath.
Yes.
Just the sheer fact that the world has never experienced all out nuclear war. And with what we were describing this week, having come from the Senate hearing with our nuclear team of elite nuclear scientists and planners, and them kind of alluding to the fact of, the low yield nuclear weapons are basically a foot into the door. It's like the low yield ones are what you might say, we'll just start out with the little teeny nukes.
Yes.
And we won't go all out at first, but we'll get it really going, by allowing these little teeny ones.
Yeah, right.
Which is 10 kiloton, right? That's what they consider low yield
right.
nuclear weapons. And trust me, they're every bit as lethal as the big ones. They just don't do quite as much. And right. So, you know, it's to have that be happening this week, yeah. You know, where they're considering that, it makes me wonder which of the commies is going to be the first one to kick it off. Is it going to be our commies here? It, you know, with the, yeah, the communist coup puppet Biden, is it going to be that commie, or is it going to be the commies from across the ocean?
Right.
You know, good question.
Well, we don't know. We just know to trust in him, because we know that everything's going to come busting loose.
That's right.
You know, here eventually. Oh, and really, a third of the world's population is wiped out in the first half of the tribulation.
Right.
And we're talking, you know, billions of people through war and famine and pestilence and everything else. So it's not going to be something you want to stick around for.
Well, and another interesting thing that has been pointed out is that the Wadi al-Ramah flows again in the Saudi desert. Now, that has been prophesied. That's prophesied in Isaiah that when God is about ready to return, the deserts flow with water and are basically filled with water.
Yes.
And so that started happening in January of this year, just to point that out. And granted, it was because of massive rainfall that they have, you know, they've not seen in, you know, good grief, who knows how long. And so all of a sudden they're kind of marveling in Saudi Arabia going, we've now got water.
Yeah. Copious, you know, amounts of water in the desert.
Yes,
of all places.
Yes, of all places. So he is close to returning, and that is an important prophecy to take note of as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. We're watching it. We're front row seats. We're in the end times.
That's right.
We have a Christian radio show in the end times.
I know.
Who'd have thought?
What a blessing.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, but one more time, if Lady Liberty would put out that scripture, that was Luke.
You bet. That was Luke 17, Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30.
Oh, perfect. Okay, got it. All right. If you guys did not tune in yesterday, maybe you missed this announcement. A great opportunity. If you guys are in the Spokane, Coeur d'Alene area or northward, please take the time to check out a presentation by Pastor Larry. This will be a presentation on Saturday in Newport, Washington, which is so appropriate because this is the week before Passover, right? But it's a special lecture and slide presentation where Pastor Larry will provide scientific, historical, and biblical evidence supporting its authenticity. We're talking about the Shroud of Turin, the shroud that Christ was wrapped in, actually, that they have. And this is, you know, the Father's witness concerning his Son and the truthfulness of the gospel. It's just a great way to strengthen your faith. But that's it, from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at United Church of Christ on 3rd Street. That's Saturday, April 1st, from 2 to 3:30 at United Church of Christ on 3rd Street. And you can go to theincredibleshroud.com to learn more. Again, that website is theincredibleshroud.com. Fascinating, fascinating stuff that really was just one more thing that strengthened our faith as well. So we want to share that with you guys. And don't forget to say hi to Pastor Larry for us. We won't be able
That's
to
right.
be there, unfortunately, this time around, but we've seen this presentation and it's just astounding.
Yep. And from what we understand, he and his wife both listen to our show daily. So what a
yes.
blessing that is as well, to have such great people like that in the audience.
Yeah, such great listeners.
Yep.
Love them. Okay, let's take a break real quick and come back with a somewhat of a short segment two, but we've got lots to be fired up about. So stay around with us on the other side of the break coming up. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
My grandmother used to say, what you don't know won't hurt you. But today, what you don't know can kill you, and I mean that literally. The communists are murderers. Of course, they don't call it that. Whether they're casually shooting individuals who get in their way, war as in the Katyn Forest Massacre in 1940, maliciously executing 15,000 Polish officers and intellectuals. In the words of an official United States Congressional Committee, the Soviet NKVD, the People's Commissariat of Internal Affairs, committed this massacre, a calculated plot to eliminate all Polish leaders who subsequently would have opposed the Soviets' plan for communizing Poland.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys are having a safe and a blessed commute out there and getting ready for another weekend. This segment is brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you rapture ready. Learn what all that means at JesusAppears.com. And of course, that's one of the resources listed at the bottom of that page we were just talking about in segment one. Rapture ready. Easy to find. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com and right after you click on the donate to RFR tab and help support us, then jump over there and do a search for Rapture ready and see all those resources, including JesusAppears.com.
That's right.
All right, Lady Liberty. Let's see. We've got a great clip lined up here.
We do.
Another hammering of Mayorkas.
Yes. And while everything is very chaotic this week, and especially even just in the last 2 days with this indictment of Trump, there's also some very, very positive things happening through the GOP House. For instance, it says here that just yesterday, GOP House sent a resolution to Joe Biden's desk to officially end the COVID-19 state of emergency. So COVID is officially over.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Boy, thank goodness I wasn't holding my breath.
No, well, good thing with it, we already were over it long ago. We've already moved on with our lives. It just took a while for the Marxists and Leninists to catch up.
Yeah, boy, you're not kidding. Talk about slow catch up.
Jeez.
My goodness.
Didn't want to let go of that control.
I know it. I know. Well, that's a control freak for you.
Yep.
They'll hang on tooth and nail. And so then Marjorie Taylor Greene also said, I'm happy to announce that my resolution to audit every single American taxpayer dollar sent to Ukraine has passed the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And she said, the American people deserve to know where all their money is being sent.
Yeah, so we can get it back.
Without a doubt. And then, of course, we've got the GOP-led House just passed H.R. 1 to end Joe Biden's assault on American energy independence.
About time.
She said, we should be using every resource available from oil to coal to natural gas and mining for rare earth minerals to ensure we are never reliant on foreign adversaries like China and Iran for our energy.
That's right.
Hear, hear. Over that one.
Absolutely.
And but of course we've got Chuck Schumer saying that HR 1 bill is dead on arrival as soon as it hits the Senate, so we won't hold our breath for that one.
What
even
a
though
smug.
Even though Biden says that we still need, well, like he would know anything.
Right.
But that he does agree that we still need gas and oil
for
at least 10 more years.
Yeah.
And so how's he going to decide? Now he's against the Senate on that one. So
right.
So we've got this great audio clip of Representative Ashley Hinson just letting Mayorkas have it with a good solid backhand.
Yep.
Listen here.
There have been thousands of known criminals that have crossed our southern border. There have been over 1,000 CBP agents assaulted. Children are being forced into trafficking, as many of my colleagues have said. There are migrants dying every week. Trying to cross our border. If you're aware of all these failures and you've done nothing, what will it take for you to resign and step down from this job? Because I see this as a complete failure. What will it take?
Congresswoman, you are mistaken in your citation of statistics. You clearly do not understand the immigration system and how it interplays with the public health order of Title 42 of the United
States
Code.
What I understand, Mr. Secretary, is that you are failing at doing your job. These numbers from Customs and Border Patrol speak for themselves. The American people understand that border security is national security, and this is a failure. The policies of this administration have directly contributed to the numbers that I am citing right here, sir. And I'm happy to share this document with you, too, if we need to reconcile our numbers. But in my mind, it's very clear there's been a complete failure in you doing your job here. And we need new leadership, as far as I'm concerned. I yield back, Mr. Chair.
Well, good job for Representative Ashley Hinson from Iowa, because she just really she laid it out just exactly like it should be. But Mayorkas so arrogantly just, you clearly do not understand the immigration system. Boy, there's a...
He's lecturing her that she doesn't understand the immigration system, while the guys in charge of sealing our border is, it's completely overran.
Yes, exactly.
100,000 people dead from fentanyl coming from China.
Yep.
Cartel violence, child trafficking, sex trafficking, not to mention just the demographic altering shifting of people coming here who have no intentions of being Americans.
Right. And like she said, an open border is a threat to our national security.
Yes,
and
it is.
Everybody knows that, seemingly, but him. But he does know. He has it intentionally left open.
That's right. Which has resulted in multiple military-aged Chinese coming into the country. They're a problem.
That's right. And speaking of Chinese, I've got an article here that says, something has changed in Beijing that policymakers and business leaders worldwide cannot afford to ignore. If Xi says he is readying for war, it would be foolish not to take him at his word. For sure. Because it says here that he vows to build up a military into a great wall of steel. And then we watched him also this week describe that China's ruling party is now gearing up to purge the black sheep and the two-faced people from the party, which means that, that's exactly what Hitler did.
Yep.
And that upped the ante for all of his henchmen to be so on edge all the time, they would do anything not to be against
Absolutely.
Him.
North Korea's done it. Mao did it. Lenin did it. Stalin did it. Right down the line, that's what communists do.
Yep.
All right, well, you guys have a blessed and a safe weekend, and thank you for being with us, and thank you for your support, and thank you for your prayers. Have a great weekend, and join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.